podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? Happy Thursday. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Alongside Dr. Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott, I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6 o'clock. We'll have Lady Raider basketball with Krista Gerlich coming up at that time. Lady Raiders fall to Kansas in Lawrence last night. Start out 0-2 in Big 12 conference play, so a lot to discuss tonight on that program. A lot to discuss on this program, Gus, as earlier today, in fact,
an hour or so ago,
about 1:35, the University of Texas has fired Chris Beard for cause.
Yeah, which means that it got really pricey for him. It was a $25 million incident.
He was, and this isn't even reportedly, this is straight from a letter, you know, an exchange of letters between Chris Beard's attorney and, I guess, the general counsel for the University of Texas. This comes straight from that document. But he was given the option of resigning or being terminated. The letter from the UT counsel said that the institution did not have a preference whether he resigned or was terminated. And clearly he did not resign, so they bleep canned him. And so now here we are, what, a month later, give or take? When did this incident first happen?
Right before December 12th.
Before Christmas, yeah.
Less than a month. Yeah, December 12th. And, you know, two words, not surprised. We talked about this, all three of us, the day this came out. Right, and I think the consensus here in this studio, in the First United Bank studio, was that it was a matter of when, not if, they would terminate him. And I think there were a lot of folks at the time who maybe weren't giving Texas enough credit, or, and maybe this is and or, and also kind of misreading the room, so to speak, in terms of kind of how viable he still was in terms of a coaching, not candidate, but option for Texas. So he's gone. Rodney Terry will serve as the interim for the rest of the season for Texas. I would assume that they'll go kind of big game hunting at the end of the season, barring some kind of miracle run by the Longhorns this year. And there you go. And Beard is left to deal with his court case.
Yeah, and I think that's the big one for him, the criminal side of this. And then, you know, the criminal court case is what I mean. And then if he's acquitted, then, you know, how long before he's back in the game? You know, who knows? I could see him being back in coaching, assuming there's an acquittal, of course. I'm not saying Texas is going to be the one to hire him, but
sure.
I mean, and it may take some time, but you know, he's still relatively young and has been highly successful. So again, I'm not suggesting. I mean, look what Auburn's got coaching their football team right now. So I'm not equating the two crimes. I'm just saying, if you think, man, that's a just nuclear level catastrophe there. There is a period of time, assuming an acquittal, that he'll be back in coaching. I'm not saying it'll be at the Power Five. Maybe Arkansas Little Rock calling him home.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he will find employment again in basketball. I really, really doubt.
You think it'll be NBA?
No, see, I think the difference here between Beard and the dozens, the legion of coaches that have been dismissed for wrongdoing, whether it's a moral failing, whether it's breaking NCAA regulations, Kelvin Sampson, Hugh Freeze, you mentioned him, Bobby Petrino, you know, DJ Durkin at Maryland, now also at A&M. The list goes on and on. Those were... Those missteps, let's call it missteps. Missteps were not violent.
Right. Victimless in a sense.
Perhaps, right? Yeah. And with Petrino, certainly his family was a victim. And you could argue that the university was a victim because he, in a way, defrauded them by kind of funneling a job and benefits to this this woman that he was seeing on the side. But, you know, in, at the end of the day, that's going 45 in a 25, and what Beard is alleged to have done is going 85, right, in a 25. And I just don't think that you can come back from that very easily, especially not in the NBA, especially not at the college, the Power Five level. That's going to follow him, I think, much like the Baylor stuff did with Briles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there is an appetite at any university with any university president or any board of regents that would go, let's invite that back onto our campus.
Oh, sure.
And all the circus that would entail.
Yeah, I don't think it happens super quick. Don't misunderstand.
Sure, no, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
I think that.
And I think part of that too, it would require a heavy kind of falling on the sword by Beard, right? A heavy dose of humility, public humility, anger management, all that kind of stuff. And I really doubt that he's willing to do that.
That's interesting.
I mean, even the letter that was released today, the documents that were released today by Texas that accompanied their press release that he'd been fired, they said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they don't think that Beard understands the magnitude of his actions, that he kind of feels like he did nothing wrong. And even if you take everything that his, you know, fiance, the alleged victim, said in her public statement 2 weeks after the fact, even if you take all that is true, it still doesn't account for the fact that he put his hands on her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The throat deal.
So, hopefully Texas can get its laptop back.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, you can get your personal effects, like some pictures on the wall.
Well, because he left for Austin with a bunch of tech stuff. Yeah, so.
Well, you want to give away all those trade secrets.
Clearly not.
On one hand, I'm like, man, you know, can feel sorry for the dude. On the other hand, it's like, man, karma is what it is. And I often wonder how and I won't speak for anybody else, but just how emotionally different this would be had Beard left here. And I said this when it happened. If he had left here for North Carolina, I would have gone, man, I hated, you know, irked me that he lost, but that he left. But man, kind of root for him over there. But he went to Texas,
sure,
dude.
No, completely different.
You jumped across the street, man, for a lateral move, in a sense. Head coach to head coach, not assistant to head coach or whatever, like, yeah, we're out. And then he does crap like that.
There's only one North Carolina. There are plenty of UTs in college basketball. More Tech Talk next.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi there. It's The Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. Time for today's biggest sports headlines. None bigger than what we were just discussing. Texas has fired head men's basketball coach Chris Beard less than 1 month after he was indefinitely suspended without pay following his arrest on a domestic family violence charge. Other news, the Chris DeGerlich radio show returns today. It'll air from 6 to 7. We'll have it for you here on Double T 97.3. Lady Raiders dropped one yesterday to Kansas and Lawrence. Now 0-2 in conference play. Some college football transfer and non-transfer news. We'll start with the goings. Sam Hartman, widely regarded as the top transfer quarterback this offseason, is headed to Notre Dame. Former Wake Forest quarterback. This is not really a surprise, Gus.
Yeah,
he'd been linked to the Irish for a long time.
Yeah, as soon as he popped into the portal, there was
Shamrocks.
It seemed to be informed opinions that he was headed there. But some of this stuff is coming out in the wash right now because semester's about to start.
Right. And then how about this? TCU is adding former Alabama running back Trey Sanders. He is the third ex-Crimson Tide player to pick the Horned Frogs in recent weeks. He had just 14 carries this season. But over his first two seasons in Tuscaloosa, he had 102. He's a Florida native. And finally, some staying news. Oklahoma quarterback Dylan Gabriel announced today that he will be returning to Oklahoma for the 2023 season. You too can join the program. We'd love to hear from you. On the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com.
Did Gabriel go there with 2 years of eligibility left?
I believe so.
That's what I was thinking. So this would be him opting into his COVID year.
And this is not, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there going, why is this news?
Right, it's not earth-shaking.
And it's news because He'd never really kind of shot down the idea that he was definitely coming back. Or he never really came out and said that he was definitely coming back. He was given that opportunity after their regular season loss to Texas Tech and Lubbock to close out the regular season. He was asked again during the Cheez-It Bowl kind of buildup. He again declined. This doesn't make any sense to me. Why he would do that. Let's be real here. With Tyler Shuck, there was some fairly legitimate NFL talk,
mm-hmm.
Right? No one's drafting Dylan Gabriel, dude.
No. I would even be surprised if he got an invitation to a camp.
Right. He's 5'11".
Yeah, that's you know.
And he's a good college quarterback,
right.
Sure.
That's exactly.
But he's not done stuff like Kyler Murray.
No.
Right? Or other players of that size to really kind of warrant a bunch of NFL draft talk. All right. As you might expect, there's a little bit of reaction on the Yates Flooring Center chat line about the Chris Beard news, and we will get to as much of it today as we can. Let's see, this on the chat line from T-Money 806. So Beard is gone, but the player with the same charges is still playing. Presumably, yes. This from our friend Shelley. Now seeing reports that CDC, Chris Del Conte, the AD at Texas, did not make the decision. Those above him did. Spineless amoeba of a leader. I think in fairness to our McDonald's loving friend, Gus, I think at any university, this is ultimately a decision made by, this is made above the AD level.
CDC, yeah, I agree. And he might have recommended like, he's got to go.
Right.
But that right there is going straight to the council and president, regents. That one's moving way up the chain in a hurry. Because you got $25 million hanging in the balance, not to mention all of the image-related aspects of it. So I'm with you. Again, CDC could have been on one side of it going, no, keep him, keep him. He didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. Or he could have been on the other side going, he's got to go. But
right.
I don't know that we'll ever, 20 years from now, when CDC writes his tell-all book, maybe we'll find out. But I just don't know of the I don't know of the athletic director that has the latitude to immediately step out in front of that and go, yep, he's fired. because there's $25 million hanging in the balance with regard to, you know, the potential for lawsuits and making sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
This in the chat line, he wouldn't even resign. It does seem like, now, granted, this is the lawyer talking here. This isn't Chris Beard arguing on his own behalf. And so maybe this is just a lawyer being a lawyer.
Fighting for his client.
Which, you know, that's their job.
Yep.
It seems like their position was he's not been officially indicted for a charge, right? He's been arrested on suspicion of whatever. But until he's indicted, he's not been, like, formally, officially charged. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. And their tact was, let's let the legal process play out. And if no charges are filed, then, hey, no harm, no foul. And clearly Texas, to their credit, not that this was really going to be a hard decision, but they acknowledged, hey, this is not just about,
right,
you know, how much legal jeopardy you're in, you know? There's a lot more to it than that. I mean, things can be, you cannot be found guilty of something in a court of law and still have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm. And when this came up, we had text questions about it. Remember the idea of you're not
innocent until proven guilty.
Sure. And you're right, but that's, and I guess that now more than ever that conversation can live on. But as far as the University of Texas is concerned, and probably most universities, you know, you may have all of those points, but it was written into this contract this way for this reason, because you've embarrassed your employer by doing what you did, and we're moving along.
And that's what it comes down to, really. Right. And you can put yourself, whatever your job is out there, right? When you're listening to us, whether you are a radio show host, if you are an accountant, a plumber, you know, a lawyer, a basketball coach, a teacher, if you embarrass your employer like that, thin ice.
Yeah.
Right? Thin ice. This on the chat line from Tracy in Dallas. Hey, boys, perhaps Beard could pick up a few shifts at the McDonald's in Plainview. Good riddance. Quality text. This in the chat line. He'll be overseas coaching pro ball for a few years and come back to a mid-major. Then who knows? Long road back. That wouldn't surprise me. That seems viable. But again, I think that the process has to include a healthy kind of throwing yourself on the sword.
Contrition.
And whether he believes it or not.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't for a second think that he actually thinks that he did anything wrong. He doesn't strike me as that type. And so this is why I'm skeptical of, you know, the Chris Beard comeback tour as some inevitability. But he would need to be very public with his apologies and regret.
No. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't disagree with that a bit.
This in the chat line, maybe Beard will finally coach for UNLV. Pretty quality text. This in the chat line, Auburn's basketball coach is scum as well. And listen, they have interesting recruiting tactics. Let's just put it that way at Auburn. And Bruce Pearl has been in some NCAA heat, right? Mm-hmm. Some trouble. But even that is significantly more repairable, survivable than what Beard did.
The coach of the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
University of Houston.
Mm-hmm. Kelvin Sampson.
Waist deep in crap, 15 years ago?
And he was sending text messages.
Right.
Right.
At a time when that was just getting regulated, because people were just, you know, the text messages were becoming pervasive and like, hey,
and this was back when you were still maybe paying per text.
Yeah.
And so you were kind of saddling these kids with significant bills. Just getting started here on Tech Talk. Would love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, TT973.com. More Tech Talk coming up next.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk podcast from TT973, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? How are you going? Thank you for spending part of your Thursday with us. We do appreciate it. We'd love to hear what you have to say on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can access that at TT973.com using your internet browser. You can also access that through the TT973 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. And the Benchmark Hotline is also wide open and ready for your telephone call. This in the chat line from Eric. I can finally go back to Mickey D's in my hometown.
Man. There's a McDonald's right there.
Thank you. little slow there.
So fast.
No, man.
Well, you know, the break, and then on the first day back, didn't have hotkeys. The kid's rusty.
I've reorganized the hotkeys, too. I'm relearning. I need to reorganize because I looked over, and it's got up to, like, well over 50.
Yeah, it's getting out of control. Makes you wonder how the real pros do it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me 2 days. I just had popcorn. My finger slipped.
Oh, man. Nice. Popcorn is a D-minus snack.
Oh, whoa. A-plus snack. Are you kidding me?
D-minus.
Is it just salty and buttery, or is it flavored?
Salty and buttery.
It makes your hands greasy, if it's any good, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can't really get full off of it, so it's not really fulfilling. There's no, like, great place to get it. You either make it yourself or go to a movie theater. There's no, like, in between.
I'm going to come in and give you a handful.
I don't want it.
Popcorn.
Fantastic. I will not eat it.
Because it's movie popcorn. That's what it tastes like. It's movie theater popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Not interested.
You're not.
This in the chat line. I'm so glad that Texas has to deal with this mess.
Yes.
And not tech.
Yes.
Shelley says this. His attorney's statement letting us know that Beard is crushed by the decision, as if we should give a hoot about his emotions. Unreal. Shelley, I'll do you one better. And as someone who largely makes their living editing other folks' writing.
Yeah, in your real job.
In my real job. The statement from
Beard's attorney.
Because
I didn't want her to misunderstand and think you were editing us, dude.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, we have no script.
Exactly. Nothing in writing here. Nothing to edit. It's just it's a lot of regret. We say crap and then
that 10-second pause for Clint as he was, quote, searching for the hotkey. Clint was in there going, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
In Clint's case, it's just a key. There's hotkeys and then there's keys. If it takes you longer than 8 seconds to find it, it's just a key. Hotkey means boom. McDonald's. 1, 2, 3.
We should at some point have like a hotkey Olympics and see, like, you should send us a list of the hotkeys and we'll just like randomly read one off and see how good your reaction time is.
Time him.
Yeah. Two days with the new layout.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be really good.
But I think Shelley will appreciate this because the statement reads as follows. This is just the first sentence. Chris Beard is crushed at the news he will not be couching at the University of Texas.
Couching?
Like, how are you going to send out a statement like that and biff it that bad? Clearly, he meant coaching, yeah. Obviously.
My first thought is you meant couching, and I thought, does that mean, like, if you're working
really hard? Was he crashing
there?
Yeah.
I know, like, you're up there all the time and sleeping? Like, yeah. No, yeah, that's a tough time for a typo. Believe me, I've made my share of public typos, but dang, dude. Ooh. Hey, here's the most red thing you'll ever type, whoever typed that. Probably,
right? Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And now you're viral.
This person says, do y'all think that Chris is still engaged to his fiance? I have no idea. I only hope for the best.
Tough deal. Yeah, there it is.
Somebody says, like our good friend Chris Level always says, karma is undefeated.
Nope.
This in the chat line. So how much does this make my autographed Chris Beard Raider Power book worth now?
Tell you what. Next year, White Elephant, you take that and put that in as your gift, and that'll get a chortle.
I saw somebody give a live lobster as a White Elephant gift. Like they had it in one of those styrofoam coolers, with ice in it, and they wrapped it. I might do that next year. That's hysterical.
Okay. I saw somebody. Fantastic. There was a Tuberville autographed football that was part of a White Elephant in the last year or two.
I guess
it would have been this past Christmas at one of the things. So yeah, not bad. But yeah, so that's where I'm going with that. I'm sort of playing on that. Like,
now,
well,
can you get like a?
You might get the biggest laugh at your White Elephant when everybody's passing around all the other White Elephant crap.
Now, if you could only get like a 50-yard line menu autographed at this point, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
This in the chat line from Jay. My wife replaced some pictures in the book, the Raider Power Book, with his mugshot. Raider's dad says, "Man, I hate those guys." This from Jace. When do they stop giving an extra year for COVID? So it's not really them continuing to give one out. It's just that if you were in college, athletically, during the 2020-2021 academic year, boom, you get an extra year if you want it to use.
And would baseball's year be tethered to the 2020 season?
Oh, that's a good call. I don't know. Maybe.
I think it is.
It should be.
On the baseball, because that season was wiped out as opposed to, and then, but it was the football year that was affected in 2020. So, I don't know exactly that time frame, but it's exactly that. And that's why I don't remember exactly what we were talking about. The context of it is before Christmas. So, but we talked about the idea that this exact thing, that this is running out soon. And, any of Coach McGuire's recruits for sure are past that. And in this, I think it may have been a brief conversation in the context of college baseball, that not to say that there aren't still guys from 2020 around, but in that sport where there's a lot more guys drafted, moving quicker, a lot of three-year dudes, the COVID, extra COVID year, the fifth and sixth-year guys are going to be winding down here pretty quick.
This from our friend Opa in Denton. Have you said the word Schadenfreude yet, AD? Usually drop that bad boy when we were having fun at someone else's expense. Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird here, though, right? Because it's domestic violence. It's really kind of hard for me to sit up here and cackle and laugh at Beard's misfortune. I mean, when that element is involved, I mean, I get it. If he had stubbed his toe,
it'd be a lot easier.
If it was, pulled over for DUI, man, I'd be teeing off. But I mean, there are a lot of people that have no role in his basketball decisions that have been really negatively affected in a significant way. And it kind of just feels a little bit weird to be sitting here with a microphone in my face, kind of doing a Tom Hanks and Castaway over it. The fire scene, not the Wilson scene. this in the chat line, reading Chris Beard's pink slip letter, knowing that we are for all time undefeated against the country club Pussycat. That's from Raider's dad. Yeah, 0-3. 0-3. 0-4 if you want to include exhibitions.
Really?
Exhibition when he was at Angelo State.
Oh, all right. Got it.
Little Rock.
Got it.
And then 0-2 at Texas. So, this person says they can use money saved on the contract to assist with getting the hell out of the Big 12. Laughing emoji. Somebody else says, former UT basketball couch Chris Beard. That's pretty funny. somebody else
that needs to be a thing. Yeah, the Aggies all do.
Where's Couch Beard?
TCEH thing, that they all do forever.
Mm-hmm.
That could be ours. That, because you know what? That's a way that you can laugh about it and not go, "Ah, man, it's gonna." Hey, Texas. Have fun with
that. When are you hiring a new basketball couch? kind of reminds me of Leach won't back down when he should cut his losses and beg for mercy and move on. Somebody else says, if Beard's acquitted, can he sue them? I'm sure he can. Will he win? Almost assuredly not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Leach didn't win on his stuff, which got back to the fundamental issue of the sovereign immunity thing that he always griped about. So,
and again, if he takes that approach, which is essentially saying, I did nothing wrong, that's really hurting his future prospects at staying in basketball in some fashion.
Exactly. It makes it tough for the scenario that I'm presenting, that UALR calls him in a couple years.
More Tech Talk next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. Thank you for spending part of your Thursday with Tech Talk. We'd love to hear what you have to say on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. With Gus and Clint, I'm Aaron. Of course, the big story today from the world of Big 12 basketball, Texas has dismissed Chris Beard, fired him for cause a little less than a month after he was arrested for felony domestic violence. Some more texts rolling in on the chat line. Jace asks, as far as UT getting sued by Beard, what happened to immunity like Tech had? As far as I know, that's still there. I think that's in the state constitution.
I think it is too, or it's however that. Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly where it rests legally, but it's a thing.
I'll be honest. As soon as that was over from a Tech perspective, I dumped as much of that information as I possibly could. I could not be less interested in that kind of stuff. Homefinder says this: how stupid and bat blank crazy do you have to be to piss away $25 million? Yeah, it's. What haunts me, and we see this kind of stuff in movies and certainly in real life too. I am terrified. I'm terrified of one kind of moment sticking out and one misstep, one poor choice, one loss of control leading to a lifetime of regret around one moment, right? And that's what Beard has now. Right. Say, I mean, whether he coaches again, whether he is prosecuted or not, he's going to think about that day a lot.
Oh my goodness.
A lot.
Oof.
And that seems terrifying to me. That's just absolutely terrifying. This in the chat line from T-Money 806. Honestly, now that Beard has received his karma and UT also took a karma hit, I hope he gets the help he needs, accepts responsibility, and becomes a better man. This in the chat line, if Beard is charged, I don't ever see him coaching again unless it's overseas. Somebody says this, you think he'll come crawling back, LOL. I mean, if you're Texas Tech, he can crawl to Lubbock if he wants. There's nothing for him here.
No, it would be. I mean, we talked about the idea of Leach being honored and not needing time. The Beard thing would need 100 years. I mean, given the circumstances here, holy cow. And because you're talking about regaining employment. I mean, that's what the text
is. Right.
You and I were talking about would they ever honor Coach Leach. And we had that conversation when he was living about, you know, maybe 20 years from now in retirement that Leach would be back and come out there at halftime of a football game and wave and everybody would clap and it would be great. Regaining employment, mercy, that's a...
It's one thing to be the target of a lot of, for lack of a better term, sports hate, right? Yeah. For taking a job at a rival, in the conference, all that stuff. At this point now, he's a scumbag.
Yeah,
that's... Right? Like, if you are involved in that kind of thing... And your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance calls 911 on you for that kind of thing, you're a scumbag. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he can go someplace else.
Yeah, I think if he's crawling back anywhere, it's the
right
one of the first jobs he had, one of those type deals.
Yeah, some junior college.
Yeah, or McMurray would take him or something like that. And again, it's after the, like you said, equal parts contrition and time and all those things.
This in the chat line. He can't sue them. The clause in his contract is pretty cut and dry. He was charged with a felony. I agree with you. I agree with you. This in the chat line from Shelley. I'm an English major. I did enjoy couching greatly, AD. Somebody else says this. The statement released by his attorney tells a lot about his attorney. Somebody else says this. Beard was couching the night his glasses were broke. PJ says, karma is undefeated unless you're a Baylor Bear. Also this. First Tubby and now Beard. You can add Matt Wells there, too. Once you leave Tech, you might as well close up shop. Well, I mean, it ends a streak of quite the opposite, in fact, right? Because Mike went on to coach at two other places, and then Tuberville is, believe it or not, a member of the United States Senate. Cliff is coaching the Cardinals, at least for now.
Yeah, that. Will he be the head coach there a week from today, Cliff?
I actually think that he's got an okay shot.
Really?
The GM. Well,
I mean, do you think they think that? You know, with Keim being
right,
Keim the GM kind of being out on a health leave.
They've had a lot of injuries. Ooh. I mean, I don't know.
4 years in, is that right? This is four.
Well,
years?
He just got a new deal this year.
Man, and that, because they've got some weapons assembled, but mercy without Kyler Murray, and I'm not a huge Kyler Murray fan, but still, without him, a lot of those weapons don't really optimized, maybe. Yeah.
Mm. This in the chat line, I just joined. I need all the beard hate into my veins now. There's been a healthy dose of that far. I'm sure there will be a lot more.
But
still to come.
50 minutes and 30 seconds worth.
This in the chat line. I bought one of the national championship game balls that one company sells, and it's autographed by Beer. Should I get some wide out or just mark over with a marker? I don't know. Juan says this. How smart does Coach Adams look now by not getting on the plane?
Yeah.
Somebody else says this. Fireside chat, question mark? Jerry says, Rick Pitino was able to come back after all of his shenanigans at a Catholic school, no less. True, man. But again, there's a wide gap between what Pitino did or what Pearl did.
Yeah, moral indiscretions.
Or what Hugh Freeze did.
That's way different, yeah. Yeah, wouldn't that be fireside chat?
That's quality.
Not fire. That's good. I mean, yeah, fireside chat's what we had. Oh, I'll get Mr. Hotkey in there. 2.1 seconds.
You know, they were calling me that before I actually worked here. So.
Yeah, that's what the ladies called him back in college. Mr. Hotkey.
This on the chat line. Dickens, what character is Beard in Shawshank Redemption?
Ooh.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. That might be my favorite movie.
The Warden? Yeah, I had to think a little bit.
Well, because from a Tech perspective, so much of the Chris Beard story is the double cross, right?
Yeah.
And I don't...
Sure.
I don't know that there's a...
Yeah. Not a good comp.
A great comparison, yeah. This in the chat line, the last few weeks have not been a chance for Texas to make the decision. It's been a chance for lawyers to make sure they can fire him correctly so it never comes back to bite them. I agree. I think the die was cast that day.
Yeah, and read the. There's a lot of statements flying around, but the stuff from appears to be the university council, the kind of page and a half letter that's been posted. There's a great paragraph in there about this exactly. Like, you know, basically saying, hey, don't mistake the fact that this took a few weeks to say that there's ever really been any conversation. Would I say thoughtful consideration?
Right.
Isn't that what I read? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's exactly what you said at the time. Because we were, I don't remember what day of the week it was. If this happened on Tuesday, everybody on Thursday was like, when are you going to get fired?
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, that time, this amount of time is going to wash away years from now. A year from now. There's not going to be that many of us sitting around. You know, it took them 4 weeks.
Can you believe?
Days.
Yeah.
No, that.
And Mickey Joseph, I mean, the timeline there, I haven't like mapped that out exactly, but it's pretty similar, right? Because he was arrested for a similar charge at Nebraska in Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
I think the week before,
November.
Yes, and then he eventually was dismissed, and it took a few weeks to kind of, you know, cross all the T's and dot all the I's. This in the chat line, I heard a couple of pundits say you can't celebrate the UT coaching decision because of the domestic violence situation attached. I disagree. I think Tech fans can celebrate the fact that a coach who was always a snake oil salesman went to a hated rival and failed. That's not celebrating or making light of domestic violence. Yeah, I'm I'm not telling anybody how to feel here.
No.
Like, that's what you guys want to do. I'm good with whatever. This
you
is the
do
chat
you.
One. From Jesse, you can't recruit if you're a woman choker. Like your show. Thank you. This in the chat. The Austin Strangler was a scumbag when he lived here in Lubbock. Not sure why anyone expected him to change his ways. Glad he got his karma. That's from Home Fighter. I have a crazy story. We'll take a brief beard pause. I have a crazy story from the world of romance novels. Next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. Love to hear what you have to say on the H Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. So, with the rise of electronic book readers, right, Kindles, things like that. Now you can read them on your phone as well. That has opened the door for a lot of independent authors to publish books and sell them on Amazon. Right? And it's not, I mean, it can be fairly lucrative. Especially in some of the more kind of, like sci-fi or in this case, romance novels. And this woman in Tennessee, Susan Meachin, was one of those independent authors, right? She had published a couple few books that, you know, they weren't New York Times bestsellers, but people bought them, right? People actually read them, and she made a decent chunk of change. His Wicked Way is an example, or My Crush. And I don't know what these books were about. I have not read them. I do not plan to read them. But they're romance novels.
Oh, right? Come on.
Use your imagination.
You like a good crotch novel. Come on.
So while she wasn't some bestseller, she'd amassed a small but loyal...
That's the look Clint gets on his face when he's saving
following
something.
Following online.
So I got a 17-incher and a rah, rah, rah.
All right. Well, sadly, in September of 2020, her Facebook, there was a post that she'd committed suicide. And the author of the post was apparently her daughter. And it kind of said that she had been the victim of bullying from other romance novels, writers. I guess it's a fairly cutthroat sector of the industry.
Who knew?
And so her angry fans would actually go on to harass other romance writers, essentially accusing them of effectively killing Susan Meachin. Now, her Facebook page did not stay dormant. The person who had been, who was saying that they were her daughter, solicited help. Hey, she's got this book. She wants to get it finished. That was her last kind of wish. Wants to get it out before my wedding. And so people, donations pour in. Authors help out editing and finishing this novel. It comes out. People buy it. On Tuesday, this Tuesday, Meachin's Facebook account surged back to life. In fact, she posted in a fan group of hers on Facebook that she was alive. She blamed the now fake suicide story on family members and said that she wants to resume writing as if her supposed death had never happened. Let the fun begin is how she ended her Facebook post.
Goodness.
And here's the kicker. Here's my favorite part, right? She never stopped posting on TikTok.
But her...
The whole time. Last year, you can go on her TikTok. She might have deactivated it by now. But at least this morning, you could have gone on her TikTok and watched her play with all these stupid filters. And, I mean, it's...
And so does that tell you that there's this... If you do the... What is it? Punnett Square? And that, Oh, that's not right. Where you overlay the circles. You
got the Venn diagram.
Venn diagram. Sorry, I'm thinking of Punnett square. Where'd I get that? Yeah, the Venn diagram. You got the Facebook circle here, and you got the TikTok circle here, and the tiniest little bit of an overlap there, right? Because you're telling us that over here in this community, they thought she was gone. And over here in this community, she just went bopping along. And then, and that's not like, well, that's some social media thing nobody's ever heard of. It's TikTok.
Right.
But I think that might be telling you that in the romance world, there's... Oh, no.
Oh,
those
this
people
like,
over there are never going to find
this. She's not like bumping
here.
Elbows with Stephen King,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah, so there's one circle Goodness. That's going after other crotch novels, have you said, writers. It's going after them. Can't believe you're a part of this.
And you the other killed one's like, her!
Hey, look, she learned this new TikTok dance.
Yeah. What a charmed life.
I mean, golly.
Mercy. Hey, just saw good news out of the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if this is breaking news. I think it is. Yeah, it is. Isn't it? Let's see. So, yeah, in the last hour or so, DeMar Hamlin now communicating. He asked the doctors. He's communicating through written word.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption, maybe he's still
intubated.
Yeah.
Right.
But he wrote the doctors and asked who won the game. On Monday night, and the doctor said, DeMar, you won. You won the game of life, which is cool and kind of touching. And then
like that game.
I
prefer Monopoly.
A couple of different just comments from doctors. They must have had a media availability
they
or
did.
Something, but they were
yeah.
saying, can't say enough about the quick actions of the Bills training staff and the physicians who were on the field. And this was really good because this sort of tells us what I think we want to know. It's not only that the lights are on, we know that DeMar is home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're, and then they talk about him moving his hands and feet and all that stuff. And so it sounds like he's not going to be diminished. Now, I'm not even, nobody's even saying anything about him playing safety or corner again or whatever, but it sounds like, you know, we're not going to be dealing with someone who's got some brain injury because they didn't get enough oxygen and blah, blah, blah. So, and no spinal stuff and that sort of thing. So that really is, that really is a good moment.
This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Look at Billy Gillespie. He was just a drunk, and he just got back to a lower-tier school. Somebody says, this Penn State will take Beard. I mean the state pen. I also have, maybe we'll do this at like 5 o'clock, but we talked about the Oklahoma State exodus. A little mm-hmm. bit yesterday.
Yeah.
I think now 16 players in the portal, 7 starters.
Yeah.
Well,
the 16 doesn't do that justice. It's the impact of the dudes that are leaving. Goodness.
Well, one of those guys is going to Oklahoma, right?
Yeah. Like, wasn't it there? Was it the leading tackler? Am I wrong about that?
Trace Ford, defensive end. I don't know if he was the leading tackler, but he was certainly All Big 12 caliber.
There you go.
Right. Yep. Good player. He had some quotes in the Oklahoman that if I'm an OSU fan, I don't like him very much. So we'll share those coming up later on the program. This is in the chat line. I have to say this makes the Kansas loss feel a little bit better. This in the chat line, when you play with fire, you get burned. PJ asks this, what did the ladies call you in college, Clint? It definitely wasn't Hotkey.
No, I just said they didn't call usually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That tracks.
Who's that guy? Has he been here all semester? Yeah. Sitting over there.
Is that a character from a crotch novel walking by?
Yeah.
This in the chat line. How quickly you guys turn on the guy who got you to the championship game. Doesn't look like Tech will finish above ninth this year. It can't be a good sign for things to come. Yeah, it's really remarkable how quickly folks turn on a guy who allegedly choked his girlfriend. Man, that's, oh boy, that's a strong take there, champ. More Tech Talk next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It's the Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. Time for some quick headlines. Of course, Texas has fired Chris Beard for cause less than a month after he was suspended without pay following his arrest on a domestic family violence charge. Lady Raiders lost last night in Lawrence to Kansas. They're now 0-2 in Big 12 play. We'll have the Krista Gerlich radio show tonight at 6 here on Double T 97.3. Dylan Gabriel will return to Oklahoma for the 2023 season. He threw for 3,168 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions this season. Sam Hartman will transfer to Notre Dame. He spent several seasons starting for Wake Forest, where he went 27-18 as the Demon Deacons' starting quarterback.
Yeah, productive.
Very productive. And TCU is adding former Alabama running back Trey Sanders. He becomes the third ex-Crimson Tide player to pick the Horned Frogs in recent weeks. You too can join the program. Would love to hear from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com.
Hey, we had a couple of good tech birthdays.
Okay.
Over the last 2 days, and we got into, I don't know what we got into, but forgot them. Forgot to do it yesterday, so my bad on this, but Darren Glenn, early 90s baseball player, would have been Tim Tadlock's teammate.
I feel like it, whenever it's a, there are tech people, whenever you just say Tim, I think pretty much now that's
Tadlock.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that there's any other prominent Tims.
Probably calling Coach Tadlock. I mean,
prominent Tims, Weeds Train.
I tried to in the booth refer to him as Coach Tadlock, but I knew him as Tim back then. So I don't want to be first name guy.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, Mike, we all know is Leach.
Sure.
Or Cliff.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I just, because you said Tim and then Tadlock, and I'm like, I clarified it. I think
yeah,
we know sure. who you're talking about there, Gus.
Sure. That's right. Early 90s baseball player. Played with Tim. Garrett Love's birthday was yesterday. We all
How
knew
about
that?
That?
I think that was celebrated by Tech Talk and other. I mean, Morning Drive and others. Davis Martin was the big birthday yesterday.
Big leaguer.
Yep. I said, happy birthday, old man. I shot him a text. He went back. Hey, I just woke up this morning. Like, dude, you're a 25-year-old, healthy, athletic big leaguer. You know, married to a physician's assistant who's doing pretty good herself. You'll be fine. Life's good for you.
What's the high water mark for active former tech players in the big leagues?
Probably active. Ooh.
You know, like the most they've ever had at one time.
Oh, in a number. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about like who had the best big league career. Because the best big league career probably belongs to AJ Ramos. Of Estacado and Texas Tech, as measured by WAR, I believe. I don't know. There were some stretches in there where there was probably about four in the big leagues at the same time. Ginner, Bard, Travis Smith was in the big league. Stubby Clapp was back and forth, kind of in that. Early 2000s, Trey Lunsford, a cup of coffee. I don't know. It may be a tick more than four at one time. Davis with a chance to be in the rotation would be, you know, be big.
Right. Well, and then you'll have Josh.
Sure.
In Arlington.
Sure, starting every day at third base. Hopefully. Get to hear him talk to Emily Jones about that. But the big birthday today, the big tech birthday today, rest his soul. But his name's on the stadium. E.J. Hollab, birthday today.
How about that?
Yeah. E.J. E.J.'d probably be getting a kick out of, I think E.J., or there was probably a good affinity between E.J., from E.J. to Zach Thomas, or for Zach Thomas, West Texas kid, linebacker, hard-nosed guy, for sure. And, you know, Zach getting good news. What, fourth year in a row? Tenth year on the ballot and fourth year on the row as a finalist?
Yes.
So he truly is knocking at the door of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That would be fantastic. And that news was out, what, yesterday?
Couple of those
finalists?
Ago.
Yeah. Because they time that. They sync that up well with as they lead into the Super Bowl. And that's a big committee that picks that. It's not a huge monster vote. I'm not saying there isn't a vote, but I don't think it's a written vote like we see with the Baseball Hall of Fame. And so it's 20 people in a room or on a Zoom call or whatever.
A lot of votes going on this week.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of votes in D.C. Repeated votes.
Man, that's got to be boring as hell, dude.
Mercy, dude. I mean, they show clips of the lady reading the results. They're still, you know, the whatever, whoever it is, the person who's...
I think it's the clerk of the house.
There you go. Yeah, and she's just reading it, and there's like five clips of her doing...
Can you imagine doing, like... Because at least, like, the members of Congress can, like, you know, kibitz with each other, be on their phones, walk around. Yeah. That poor lady's got to stand there and just, like, call names and write them down. Man, that's...
And then go, oh, good, we had movement of one. It was not like a ballot that had seven people. I'm like, all right, we're dropping the set last place, and now those few votes get to reshuffle through the group. It's like, no, we're just rebooting and then going outside for another conversation between somebody and somebody. The fascinating part about that is just watching who's kind of allying up with who, because you go, wow, I had no idea.
It's like a West Wing episode. Hopefully for the sake of the clerk of the house, hopefully for her sake, take the weekend off. This in the chat line: does Beard's ex-fiance have a protective order against him? If she doesn't, she should. He choked her because she broke his glasses, and that has now caused him to lose a multi-million dollar job. No telling what he would do to her now. I don't know if she is his ex-fiance now. That's not really something that's out there in public, nor am I really that interested in like finding out. That's really between them. But I do agree with the idea that, I think that people that are far more informed about this subject than us three bozos would tell you that, you know, the moment that you have a man put his hands around his wife's neck, girlfriend's neck, whatever's neck, that's kind of like a gateway offense in many ways, mm-hmm. to kind of put it in those terms. This in the chat line: Tech might not ever get back to a Final Four. As long as that banner is up at the arena, Beard will be a shadow over that program for his accomplishment. I don't think so. Right. That's just as much about Jarrett Culver, right, and Norris Odiasse and those players as it is about Beard, right? This in the chat line. From David: have y'all heard any more or of anything else about the commentator that stated the obvious foul at the end of the KU game? He was right, but figured he would be suspended or fired for disagreeing with the referees. That doesn't happen. This is the chat line: Beard will go to Alabama and get rehabbed like most assistant coaches that go there to rehab their jobs and names, then get another head coaching job. I am happy to kind of confess ignorance here. Has Saban had anybody come through that was actually that did
like criminal,
either criminal or NCAA stuff?
Ooh,
it seems like his rehab projects are just guys that didn't win enough games,
right? I mean, yeah,
like Kiffin. Very good example of that.
Who's coach at Maryland that went actually was at New Mexico and went 0-11?
Mike Loxley.
Yeah, Loxley now at Maryland or went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Right. And he's been there a while now.
Backwards, yeah. Well, the NFL. No, that's not right. It's hard to separate his rehabs from just the coaching tree guys.
Yeah.
And I was about to mistakenly put the Giants head coach, Brian Daboll, as one of his rehabs because he wasn't one of those. But Daboll was a Belichick to Saban guy. And then back to the NFL. But, yeah, that's quite a legacy he's got there. But, yeah, I'm with you. I don't know that – I can't believe that Saban would – invite that in as sort of orderly and structured as he is. I'm with you. I don't think.
If Beard was a football coach,
right.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
I don't think there's a football.
What's the win?
Right. Not for him. Not when he can. he gets his pick. I mean, he gets his pick in the sense of the fired coaches who might be interested. Who's one of the rumors? One of my buddies sent me. And I have no idea if there's truth to this, but he was like, "Hey, we're hearing Dan Mullen might be going to Bama."
I've heard that that Mullen actually surprisingly loves being a TV analyst.
Really?
And really isn't trying to get back into coaching at this point.
Wow, interesting.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at Double T 97.3.com.